Okay, our next speaker is speaking on counterfeit surrender, and Farrakhan graciously accepted. Turn the mic over.
Love you too. My name is Farrakhan. I'm an addict. And I want to thank God for being in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and to be anywhere in recovery. For I truly thank Him for this moment in time. For I know without His grace, His unmerited favor, a guy like me will be standing here trying to share my experience, strength, and hope. I want to thank this convention, this area, for one more time asking me to come. I'm going to say this, and I don't want you thinking I'm arrogant. When usually when we are asked to come, you ain't taking no risk. God put us in a position to do this. And if you work your program, Farrakhan, He ain't going to say psych to you. Do what you're supposed to do. That's all. Because a lot of times, because I know for me, where I come from, it wasn't easy. Listen, it was never easy to surrender. That was not in our vocabulary. We had to do it until it stopped. We had to do it until it was the end. It wasn't no white flags. Because guess what? As much as I seen dope and crack mess me up, I did not surrender. It took a force outside of me to help me see that I needed some help. I had to be whipped down so low. I'm talking about whipped down so low with shitty drawers and no haircuts and no baths and no showers and no food. I had to be reduced. I didn't know that kind of language when I came here. I had to be reduced to an animalistic level. Even animals take care of their own. I wasn't doing none of that. And when I did surrender, it was artificially. It wasn't for real. It was just to get you up off me. Hoping that, you know, you let me pass. I was never one who wanted to surrender because I had to show you something. I'm so glad that God blessed me to come into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and to learn about me and to learn about what I suffer with, not what you suffer with. Because on any given day, sometimes I got a good day and sometimes I got a bad day. But I know that if I practice the principles that y'all have given me, like faith, like hope, you know what I'm saying? Like compassion, you know what I'm saying? Like surrender, like acceptance, my life begins to get better. Listen, I have a disease that don't allow me to think consistently that I'm going to do good. I got a disease that always tell me I'm going to mess up. No matter how things look, I'm going to mess up. Even when things is good, I'm still trying to look for something to happen. I just can't believe that it's going to be like this. I don't want a good feeling sometimes. Ain't that something? The disease tell me that. But know something? As I stay here and I surrender to the program of Narcotics Anonymous, not in an artificial way. I've always done that. When I went to jail, I so-called surrendered. When my woman put me out, I surrendered. When I borrowed your money, you want to whip my ass, I surrendered. All that shit, I did. I surrendered. But it was artificially because I did all those things all over again. So I didn't really surrender. But I came here, and what I thought I knew, I understood, almost killed me. So I had to start thinking a different way. I had to start thinking a different way to better me. To look at myself and say, there's some things in you that in order for you to get better and to meet what the program offers you. And the program offers me some principles that will lead me to recovery and will not only lead me to recovery, but will lead me to my greatest source of strength. If I don't surrender to the program and the principles that y'all have given me, and not in an artificial way, but in a real way, I'm not gonna benefit from what this program has to offer me. Because the program, if I, not you, me, I'm talking about me now, if I do step work and step work moves me towards God, step work allows me to see me coming. Step work allows me to make mistakes and don't beat myself up with it. If I was going to be perfect, I wouldn't have a 6-step or a 7-step. Wouldn't need that. I'm going to fall short sometime. But let me get honest and surrender to the fact that, listen, Farrakhan, doing it that way don't work. If you want it to work, you got to do it the right way. You got to do it the way the program suggested you to do it and not do it your way. So I came in here. And I was just happy that I wasn't smoking, smoking crack. I was happy I was, taking a bath now. I was happy I was getting haircuts. I ain't want to do no step work. I ain't want to get with no sponsor. I ain't want nobody to know me. I was happy because I wasn't just using. I wasn't using anymore. I had surrendered to the fact that I couldn't use drugs no more. That was my first real understanding of what surrendered mean. I had to realize that I could not use drugs no more. Now, I know some people say it ain't about the drugs. It's about addiction. Yes, it is about addiction. But I read the literature too. And if you read the third tradition, it will tell you on page 147, and it works high and wide, that it is about, it says, remember what got you here. Because we get so slick in here, we start talking some slick shit. Because listen, I know at any given time, when if I'm not spiritually fit, I'll find something to fit me. I'll find something to put this thing together. Because I ain't feeling good about me. I wake up a lot of times, no matter how good I might look, I wake up a lot of times saying, one day I might wake up and I might not look too good. Because from what they say, I got AIDS. So I got to always wonder sometimes, will I see my grandchildren grow up? Will I be there for my family? See, I don't believe in all the hype. So what I do is I go to my source of strength. I surrender. But my surrender, because I've been here over 19 years, is to somebody different. I go to God now for everything. That's my greatest source of strength. Because I'm going to tell you why I go to him. There's no way that I could have wore 50 pounds and y'all could have brought me back. God needed to do that for me. So why would I allow him to bring me back and all of a sudden now I forget him? I start thinking that it's all about just people. I put it like that. I got to go to him. When I got shot in the back of my neck and he left me out of that, I got to go to him. When they said I wasn't going to walk no more and I'm walking, I got to go to him. You know what I'm saying? When I laid in the hospital for 3 months and couldn't eat, Gertie taking my food back up consistently, bloodshot eyes. People in my area thought I wasn't going to make it. They didn't mean no disrespect, but they didn't know what God knew. Now look at me now, and I always share this. Yes, I always share this. The older we get, the older we get, the younger we look if you stay here. Yes, we do. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. I have surrendered to the fact that, listen, I can't use and I need God. That don't mean I'm perfect. I fuck up on any given day. If I'm not careful, I'll fuck up tonight. Because I know who I am. And I got a disease that know how to, listen, come to me, not no different way, come to me the way they always have gotten me. My disease don't come to me in no different kind of way. It comes to me every time the same way that they always get me. When it got me out there, the same way to get me in here. So today I don't try to perpetrate. I appreciate the program. I know that Narcotics Anonymous is beginning to make me a better man. God is making me a better man. I'm not a perfect man, but I'm a lot better than what I was. I remember, listen, like Easy was saying, we was doing this a long time. I've been doing this like 16 years. After 3 years, after I got out of the hospital, God blessed me to get better. And I started sharing all over the country. And I wasn't sharing for y'all. I was sharing for a pair of jeans. I wasn't sharing for y'all. I want her to say, God damn, you sure sound good, Farrakhan. Yeah, I wasn't sharing for none of y'all. because I had no recovery then. I didn't surrender to the principles. I had an artificial recovery. You know what I'm saying? But I was going upstairs after I thought I shared something, I thought I did something, and said to myself, man, you ain't did shit. You that still sneaky, slimy guy that's just got something, you know, that you just ain't gonna connect with yet. Because it's easy to sound good and don't feel good. It's easy to buy a bed that costs $5,000 and can't get no sleep. You know, it's easy to put on a suit and then stand up and sound like a goddamn jackass. It's easy. It's easy. But when you're trying to work on you, Farrakhan, and nobody else, my wife's in recovery. I don't tell her what to do, what meetings to make. I'm glad she don't make it with me. Do your thing. And my wife don't look like me. My wife is Cuban and Austrian. Love the shit out of her. When she met me, I had two TVs. One showed picture, one played sound. That's right. When she met me, I had my mattress was on the floor. My couch was held up by carts, crates. I had an air conditioner that was on the floor. If I put the motherfucker on, it run water. No, because a lot of times we'll forget. And we think, because y'all don't know me, and y'all see how good I look, y'all think I always look like this. No, I ain't always look like this. I didn't have nothing. A woman came into my life. In the year 2000, April 28th, never forget, the same day my brother died, look what God is doing. The same day my brother died, my wife came into my life. And we've been together ever since. So people say, well, you know, even in our guys, now relationships don't work. I don't know about yours, mine is working real fine. We got married, I met her in April, we was married in September, so y'all count the months. Been together ever since. Damn near lost her though. Because I was sharing all over the country and I was taking her with me. And she would tell me shit like this. Listen, I know you know a lot of people. You know, I know you know a lot of people. But listen, wherever you take me with you, you know, I'm the most important person. So I surrendered. You're right. Didn't do shit about that though. Artificial surrendering. I didn't do nothing. Still running around the country, taking her with me, leaving her. I'm running all around, hanging out with my buddies, hanging out, you know, talking shit. I went home one day, it was though she had never lived with me. Listen, when my friends came to my house to get me, I was so fucked up. My koofy was like this. Listen, I didn't surrender yet. I had a house coat on. House coat was like this. I was fucked up. They said, come on, let's go to a meeting, Farrakhan. So they took me to a meeting. I hadn't surrendered. But after that ass whipping, though, emotionally, spiritually, hey, for 7 months, I stayed on the phone. Was I begging? Listen, Keith Sweaty has shit on me. I was begging my ass off. Listen, I begged her so much. She said, oh, listen, I know. Give me time. How much time you need? Well, I was begging, yeah. Because a lot of times for me, I'm talking about me. You don't miss your thing until it runs dry. Farrakhan, when you get a good woman in your life, because you ain't in the street no more. See, I'm not going to date myself, but I come from back, way back there. Right? And we had a concept where we slammed doors and pimp holes. So you can't come and recover with that same kind of mentality. I never worked nowhere in my life. I always hustled and got money. Always. Always. Always had some women. Got turned out by one. I was 14. She was 22. She showed me what to do. So I always had women in my life. So I came in recovery with the same kind of mentality. I was not surrendering the behavior. See, I was looking good on the outside, but not acting good on the inside. my thinking was still distorted. You know what I'm saying? But see, when you get good stuff in your life, Farrakhan, and you don't cherish it, and you don't recognize who put it there for you, I'm going to remove it for a minute. I'm going to give you a jolt. Now, if your brother died in 2000, and you met her in 2000, the same day your brother died, I relieve your pain right away. I gave you her. She's my gift to you. See, if you do step work, you got to kind of like understand what I'm saying. She's my gift to you. Your brother died in 2000. April 28th. I gave you her. 2000, April 28th. She came to your life. You didn't have nothing. You was on SSI. SSI. Fixed income. Means it's fixed. Don't change. You ain't gonna get no raise. You ain't gonna get no more money. That's what it is. And I put her in your life. So I'm saying that to say that for me, when I begin to understand how God works in my life and the things that he began to do for me and the things that he has done for me, no matter what it might look like now, if I just hold on and I surrender to what God got in store for me, because if I say I got one, I got to trust one. I can't say I got him in good times and don't trust him in bad times. That's the most time I'm supposed to trust him. My prayer should be more sincere when things are going good rather than when they're going bad. But I got a habit, I'm talking about me, I got a habit that prayers don't sound good until things happen. You know how you get fucked up and your prayer comes real sincere? Prayer sound real good then. I had to surrender. So today what I do, I try to be the best person I can be. Now, I've been out of work for 2 years. 2 years I've been out of work. But 2 years I haven't missed a beat, meaning that I'm getting unemployment, and the unemployment money that I get, I surrender to the fact that I can't take that money and go spend it any kind of way. My wife is carrying the burden, so let me hold that money that I get every week and help her with the burden. See, don't let me get the money and want to run here and want to run there. I don't go to the conventions no more. Every convention I'm trying to be at one. I don't do that. I wouldn't be at this one if my brother didn't ask me to come with him and share the room with him. I didn't have no money. He said, oh, you don't need no money. Just come on with me. But I'm saying it's good. It's good sometimes to sacrifice. But it's also better to know where your priorities lie. I don't mind sacrificing. I know I owe Narcotics Anonymous. I owe Narcotics Anonymous. But God also gave me some other duties that I owe to. I got a wife in my life now. I got grandchildren. My son came home from prison just Friday. He ain't got nowhere to go, so you know where he came. But I gave him some directives, though. Before he came home, we was on the phone in jail talking. I gave him some direction. I said, you can come. You're welcome. But you got to do something this time. You got to do something. I didn't want him to come. I'm not going to lie. I didn't want him to come because he was going to violate my space. I'm getting honest. I didn't want him to come. Fuck him. He's 28 years old. Fuck him. I didn't want him to come. His mother, you know how your women is. Y'all wanted him to come. So I ain't going to get no peace with her if I don't let him come. Now, he's not my son biologically. But he's my son because I've been feeding him for the last 12 and fucking half years. So he's my son too. Now I got five with her and I got 15 with me. So we're talking about 20 goddamn kids. One died. So I got 19. But I'm saying, you're talking about all them damn kids. 45 grandkids. You know what I'm saying? I got a goddamn tribe. All of them come to me. All of them come to me. And I got to be there for them. This program has taught me to be responsible because usually I run. I don't take care of nothing that ain't mine. I'm taking care of something that's not mine because guess what? I'm from old school. If you got a woman in your life and she got two kids, you thought you love her, you love those kids too. Right. But I'm like Bernie Mac though. If the motherfuckers fuck up, punch him in the face. punch him right in the face. You know how he, no, you know how he said, you know, I ain't, but you know how he said, you know, if they talk back, you get fucked up. That's right. Because I, listen, me and my wife, we struggle. And she's struggling even more. But I'm saying, but we're struggling together. And I learned this from Jamil. He said, when you struggle, struggle with enthusiasm. So don't struggle and feel defeated. If you got a God in your life, the struggle might look bad now, but keep on struggling. It's going to look good at the end. Because God don't give you Farrakhan no more you can handle. But you got to surrender to me. Yeah, the disease is powerful. Okay, I understand that. But I done step work, and step work moves me towards God, and disease is not stronger than God. I'm not going to keep on giving the disease the credit. I respect the disease, but it ain't bad as my God. Every time I look around, I'm all fucked up, crying about this, complaining about that. Then where the happiness coming at? I don't shoot no dope no more. I got mayonnaise. I got mustard. I got ketchup. I got whole wheat bread. I got salmons and shit. Please. My name is Farrakhan. I think we're here.
All right, our last speaker